882 6PR. This is Perf Live with Oliver Peterson.
And in the studio with me right now is the mining coach, Andrew Knight. G'day, Andrew.
G'day, Ollie. Good to be back.
Yeah, good to have you here. If you want to put a question to Andrew Knight, 922 11 882. And a good day to be talking to you, not on a positive news front when it comes to the unemployment rate, but as John Nicholls just told us in the news headlines, WA now at 6.4%. The equal highest in the country when the national unemployment rate 5.3%. But from your point of view, Andrew, there are some jobs out there that need to be filled by hardworking West Australians.
Yep, in the hard rock underground mining industry. So we've had a couple of good results. There's a guy that came through and did our work ready course, and he's off up to Kalgoorlie as a nipper this week. So he's starting with one of the big owner operators up there.
Beautiful.
So he's very happy with what's going on. And the other people that are looking for fly in, fly out work out of Perth are all snapping at his heels, and it won't be long before something happens with them as well.
All right, there you go. Just take the mining coaches courses and you too could be on your way to a job in the mining industry. And the best part, Andrew, is it doesn't matter what your experience is.
That's exactly right. All you need to have is a manual driver's licence and a bit of go in you to have an adventure, and we'll teach you the rest.
922 11 882 if you'd like to join the conversation. Andrew Knight, the mining coach, is with me on Perth Live. What is the hard rock underground mining industry versus iron ore, for example?
So a good way to look at the resources industry is the same way you'd look at sport. Cricket is different to golf, which is different to rugby, which is different to AFL. And so too is coal mining is different to hard rock underground, which is different to oil and gas, which is different to what they're doing in the iron ore mines up in Pilbara, in the Pilbara. And it's the same thing. At the moment, it's hard for a sports person to jump from one discipline to the other. It's hard for a coal miner to jump to hard rock underground, and it's also challenging for people out of the iron ore industry and the oil and gas industry.
So that's probably the first big tip, because really, when we hear about jobs in the mining industry, the layman probably goes, oh, there's, you know, those skills are transferable. I can do this, I can do that. And as you've said, I could work in oil and gas, or I could work in hard rock underground mining, or I could work in iron ore. Not the case.
No, they're very specific skills to each section of the resources industry. So at the moment, iron ore is not going off. It's going along just fine. Mm. But there aren't a lot of jobs to be had. There's a handful of jobs to be had. And it's the same in the oil and gas industry. It's still ticking along all right, but there's not hundreds of jobs. There's just a handful. Whereas hard rock underground, because of all the mines coming back on stream, and Twiggy just bought Black Swan out near Kalgoorlie a couple of weeks ago, and BHP have put Thiess on to reopen their Rockies mine in Leinster. All those mines are 300-400 people jobs, and it's just all people that they already don't have in the industry, and it's just more work that's going to have to
be filled.
All right,
so let's sort of hypothesise at the moment. We're looking there at, say, 1,200, 1,500 jobs at a time, so that would be fly-in, fly-out rosters?
Fly-in, fly-out. The one around the job around Kalgoorlie will probably be a living job around Kalgoorlie.
Right.
Kalgoorlie reaches the point, and it did last time, where it gets full, and they've got no choice but to fly people in and out of Kalgoorlie just to meet the workforce requirements.
Okay, so effectively, if you're willing to roll up your sleeves, you're willing to work hard, there is a job out there for you, and it's probably paying $100,000 plus.
Yeah, most people start on between $320 and $450, and then the next level of job up is sort of the underground bogger or charge up or a leading hand service crew, and they're making between $600 and $900. And then you've got the jumbo operators, they're making up to $1,500 a day.
All right, I'll get you to put your headphones on there, Andrew, because we're going to talk to Ian. Good afternoon, Ian.
How are you, Ollie?
Good, Ian. Your question for Andrew Knight.
I've got a son that's 19 in January.
Yep.
He's got a manual licence and he's looking for a job. He's working part-time in Kmart at the moment.
Yep, mate.
And he's looking for a job.
That sounds like me 25 years ago. So, yeah, sign him up for the course, get him to learn it. If you know the information, you've got something to sell the employers. And that's what everybody does.
What course is it?
We've got to do it. Yeah, we've got a do-it-yourself course, or we've got the work-ready course. The work-ready is a little bit more expensive, but you do all the same training. Just at the end of the work-ready, I give you a hand to redo your resume. You can have a chat to me, and we come up with a plan and try and get you out there. But all the information's in do-it-yourself as well. In the back of the Australian Mining Seminar, it teaches you how to make a mining-friendly resume. And all the instructions are there. So,
what's the website, Andrew?
It's miningcoach.com.au.
So, Ian, your son is looking to get into the mining industry?
Mining Coach.
Yep, .com.au, mate.
Miningcoach.com.au.
Yeah, good luck, Ian. And I think there you go. That's your first port of call. Go and have a look. Get an idea of what you need to learn, what you need to know, where you need to go. Hi, John.
G'day, Ollie. How you doing?
Good, mate.
Hi, John.
Hey, Andrew, my question is to you. Like, Gareth had a guy on probably 3 or 4 months ago saying they're looking for people in aged care. Went out, did the course, spent $2,500, and now very hard to get a job. It's only 4 hours here, 4 hours there. If I come and do the course, you know, what guarantees is there of getting work?
Great
question, John. Now, we can't offer a guarantee because I can't do the interview for you. I can teach you all the information, I can prep you, I can do interview skills and all that sort of stuff, but you have to go and have the adventure yourself. So you have to be able to do the interview. And if you get the mining information right, which is in the courses, if you can tell them what you're going to do, if a rock slides down your scaling bar, you're going to drop the bar. If you smell stench gas, you're going to go to the refuge chamber to report into the shift boss. If you can repeat all that and understand all that and have a conversation with the foreman, then they hire because they're mad not to, because they've got nobody at the moment to choose from.
Okay.
Does that make sense, mate?
Yeah, it does. I've worked in management and I can breeze through an interview with my eyes closed because I can, you know, I'm not silly, but I usually find the first thing I do is put my date of birth on something and people just don't want to know you.
Yeah, no, it's a bit different with Hard Rock Underground because with the mining industry, you fall into two categories. You either know something about mining or you don't. And when you fall into the category of knowing something about mining, age and all that sort of stuff goes out the window. All you need to be is walking fit. And you have the desire to do it. It's 12-hour days. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. It's hard yakka.
Yeah, it's not an easy job.
It's not an easy job, and it's a good reason that they pay them a lot of money, but it's there to be had. And if you learn the information and know the information, it's like the gentleman that I was talking about before that's going to Kalgoorlie. He called me the other day, and he had a talk to the foreman on the phone, and next thing you know, he's trying on overalls and filling out bank account details.
Yeah, very good. 9221 882 if you want to talk to the mining coach, Andrew Knight, at 11 to 4.
Uni Dance.